Hinds Feet on High Places by Hannah Hernard. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Tyndale House Publishers. Hinds Feet on High Places is read by Flo Schmid.
Hinds Feet on High Places by Hannah Hernard. The Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon mine high places. Habakkuk 3:19. Part 1. Weeping may endure for a night. Chapter 1. Invitation to the High Places. This is the story of how Much Afraid escaped from her fearing relatives and went with the shepherd to the high places, where perfect love casteth out fear. For several years, Much Afraid had been in the service of the chief shepherd, whose great flocks were pastured down in the Valley of Humiliation. She lived with her fellow workers Mercy and Peace in a tranquil little white cottage in the village of Much Trembling. She loved her work and desired intensely to please the chief shepherd. But happy as she was in most ways, she was conscious of several things which hindered her in her work and caused her much secret distress and shame. In the first place, she was a cripple, with feet so crooked that they often caused her to limp and stumble. She had also a crooked mouth, which greatly disfigured both expression and speech. And there was an even greater trouble in her life. She was a member of the family of Fearings. An orphan, she'd been brought up in the home of her aunt, poor Mrs. Dismal Forebodings, with her two cousins, Gloomy and Spiteful, and their brother, Craven Fear, a great bully who habitually tormented and persecuted her. All the Fearings hated the chief shepherd, and it was a great offense to them that one of their own family should have entered his service. They did all they could to get her out of his employment, and one dreadful day they laid before her the family dictum that she must immediately marry her cousin, Craven Fear, and settle down respectably among her own people. If she refused to do this, they threatened to use force and compel her. Poor Much Afraid was, of course, overwhelmed with horror at the mere idea. But her relatives had always terrified her. So she simply sat cowering before them, repeating again and again that nothing would induce her to marry Craven Fear. But she was quite unable to escape from their presence. When finally they did leave her for a while, it was already early evening. With a surge of relief, Much Afraid remembered that the chief shepherd would then be leading his flocks to their accustomed watering place beside a lovely cascade and pool on the outskirts of the village. Still shaking with fear, Much Afraid shut the door of the cottage and started off for the pool. The quiet evening light was filling the Valley of Humiliation with a golden glow as she left the village and started to cross the fields. Beyond the river, the mountains which bounded the eastern side of the valley like towering ramparts were already tinged with pink, and their deep gorges were filled with lovely and mysterious shadows. Through the quiet and peace of this tranquil evening, poor, terrified, Much Afraid came to the pool where the shepherd was waiting for her and told him of her dreadful plight.
"What shall I do? They can't really force me to marry my cousin Craven, can they?"
"Don't be afraid," said the shepherd gently. "You are in my service. And if you trust me, they will not be able to force you into any family alliance. But you ought never to have let your relatives into your cottage, because they're enemies of the king, who has taken you into his employment."
"I know. Oh, I know. But whenever I meet any of my relatives, I seem to lose all my strength. As long as I live here in the valley, I cannot escape meeting them."
As she spoke, she lifted her eyes to the lovely sunset-lighted peaks of the mountains, then cried out in desperate longing,
"Oh, if only I could escape from this valley of humiliation and go to the high places!"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?